Now, just on the planned return of the Islamic State-linked families from Syria, whether we like it or not, it looks like it's going ahead. The Albanese government is committed to bringing the 16 women and 42 children home. Now, when I say home, they've been stuck in Syria for the last 3.5 years. So Syria has been home for the last 3.5 years. Their terrorist husbands and fathers are either dead or locked up in jail. Agents from ASIO did a risk assessment in August and deemed them low risk. Today, Cabinet's National Security Committee will meet in Canberra, and they are expected to finalise the details of the repatriation operation. Wasn't this low profile? This came out of the blue. It's not like there's been a big campaign to bring these people to Australia. Most people don't want them here. The Shadow Home Affairs Minister, Karen Andrews, was on this program yesterday, voicing her concerns. The Home Affairs Minister, Claire O'Neill, is refusing to discuss it. We've invited her on the program, but she has not taken up our invitation. The Environment Minister, Tanya Plibersek, has all but confirmed the plans. Tanya Plibersek says, and I quote, "I think there will be an ongoing expectation that our security and intelligence agencies will stay in contact with them and monitor them when they are back. I don't understand why we would take such a risk. You're essentially importing a threat that is currently not our problem. They left Australia, and there's a great risk associated with bringing them back." We've also invited the Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, on the program to discuss this issue. So at some stage, we'll hear from Anthony Albanese or from the Home Affairs Minister, Claire O'Neill.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.